Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Faith, hope, and love, great gifts of God. In this part of our season of faith, hope, and love, the summer of 2020, we are concentrating on hope. A couple of quotes about hope. The first from the 18th century poet Samuel Johnson, who said, "Hope is necessary in every condition. The miseries of poverty, illness, and captivity of the world without this comfort, hope, are unsupportable." You know, Samuel Johnson could have been talking about our day in which we live. We need hope. Without hope, we can't face the illnesses, the poverty, the captivity of this world. Or the great Russian playwright, Fyodor Dostoevsky, who wrote, "Totally living without hope is death. To live without hope is to cease to live." He writes, "Hell is hopelessness." It is no coincidence that above the entrance of Dante's entrance to hell is the inscription, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here." Every generation needs hope. I would add that every generation has needed the hope that only God can give. Last week we considered the hopes given to the world through Abraham. Today we turn to the hopes offered through King David and eventually to those hopes brought to perfection in the Son of David. You will remember that King David was the second king of Israel, but his ascent to the throne was fraught with difficulty from the very beginning. When the prophet Nathan was sent out to anoint a new king after Saul would eventually die, David was almost excluded from consideration because he was such an unlikely candidate for the throne. Nonetheless, the die was cast by God, and David over the years was groomed for this position, including his great leadership of the armies of Israel. He led the armies in a way that no one else could, which turned out to be a problem because King Saul became jealous. So jealous, he wanted to kill David. David escaped that problem and eventually, upon Saul's death, did become king. And yet, his ascent to the throne in Jerusalem was still fraught with difficulty. He did not get to that throne for 7 years after having been anointed king because the people there did not accept his authority. It took him 7 years to get to Jerusalem and unite the people of Israel. Once there, he enjoyed victory after victory, success after success. Perhaps it's in one of these times of success that he sits back in his palace one day and wonders out loud why it is that he is able to live in such splendor when the Ark of the Covenant, the holiest relic of Israel, was forced to live in a tent. He has an idea. He will build a grand home for the Ark. Thereby the Ark can live in the same honor that he lives. God hears of this little plan of David. And God has a conversation with the prophet Nathan, who was to deliver a message to David. We pick up those words in our reading from 2 Samuel in the Bible today when we read, "Therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David," God is actually talking to Nathan, who will talk to David. And what is God's message for David about this plan to build a house for the ark? "Thanks, but no thanks." God reminds David that God is the author of this story. God is the one who chose David to be king even when he was a boy shepherding sheep in the pasture. God has been with David every step of the way and cut off David's enemies. God has made David's name great. God will provide a place for David's people to live in prosperity and peace. God will provide offspring for David, and God will establish the throne of David forever. Amen. Oh, and as for your little plan to build this thing for the ark, pass. Instead, I will have your son do that. And indeed, in the next generation, Solomon builds the great temple for the ark in which to reside. David was known as a great king of Israel, not because he built palaces or temples, but because he was able to build a people, that he was able to unite people in peace. People lived in great prosperity while David was on the throne. It was the golden age of Israel. Thus, in every age since, the faithful Jewish people have been praying that a son of David will return to the throne. They had hopes and still have hopes today that someone will rise up to bring justice, peace, and prosperity to the promised land of God. We have had similar hopes. I'm quite certain that the people in the original 13 colonies of America were hoping for someone who could unite this ragtag group and declare independence from Britain. And people like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson came forward. 160 years ago, the country was crying out for someone to unite the not United States, bring them out of civil war and the sin of slavery. That man was Abraham Lincoln. In the 1930s, the country was hoping for someone, anyone, who could bring a country out of depression and poverty, a country stricken by great needs. A man named Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave hope to a country with a new deal. In the 1960s, civil unrest threatened a country. Someone named Martin Luther King Jr. gave hope and meaning to generations. And today, I think that we are looking for anyone who can bring justice, peace, prosperity back to a nation and to a world. In decades to come, will historians look back and find someone, a woman or a man, who was able to unite a country and a world and bring hope to those who have no hope? Now, we need to be a little careful here. It makes no difference whether our last name is Merkel or Trump or Fauci or Walls. We are always dealing in this world with flawed human beings. You will remember that King David was an extremely flawed human being. He committed sins that only a king could get away with. His own family was such a mess. His sons wanted to kill each other. Some of them even wanted to kill their father so they could take over the throne. You know, if you're going to build up a statue to King David, and they have, the most famous of them being of Michelangelo, you are erecting a statue to someone who has done great things, but someone who is tremendously flawed. Isn't that true for all of us in every age? We see evidence all about us in these days of statue toppling. It makes no difference what great things people might have done. They're all flawed. It makes no difference if it's a politician or a sports hero or a military leader or an entertainer. There is not one person whose every aspect of life can stand up to the scrutiny of a magnifying glass. We are all flawed. It makes no difference if our statues are made of marble or granite or steel or bronze. As the Bible says, we all have feet of clay. David, King David, great man, great accomplishment, but he had feet of clay. There was one thing to which David was called that did lead to perfection. We read about that in our gospel story from Matthew today. King David was a great king, not because of the buildings that he built, palaces and temples, but because of the house that he built. A house not in the way of sticks and stones and bricks, but a house in the way of people. He was to lift up a people, a family, whose influence would extend for hundreds of years. Now, all of those leaders were flawed as well, until one. Until one came along whom we call the Son of David. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem that Palm Sunday on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey, people were yelling, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They hoped that they were getting a king who would bring back prominence and prosperity to their nation of Israel. They got something far better. They got someone who could bring hope. Hope to a despairing world. Hope to people in the first century. Hope to people in the 21st century. God had great promises for David, which in turn become our promises. Promises that come to perfection in Jesus Christ. But I get just a little ahead of the story. Those promises will be explored next week in a sermon by Pastor Anjanette. Meanwhile, we are thankful for God's gifts, including the gifts of a flawed leader. More grateful yet for the perfect promises that become ours in Jesus Christ. One who brings hope, hope that cannot be taken away from us. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Amen.